You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
I'm Lee Brown. This is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And OMG, I love this guest. You're going to love this conversation with Shelley Griffin. She's one of my absolute new favorites, and you're going to totally get why when you enjoy this conversation about how important it is as a real estate pro to be a full-time, deep in the weeds, knowing your market, total nerd. She's so great. So enjoy this conversation. I'll see you on the other side. Hello, Ms. Shelley.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. It's a busy day.
Always a busy day, but you know, it's better than not being busy because we've learned that lesson in the past too.
Yes. 100%.
Tell me about that picture on the wall behind you. What year is that from? How cool is that?
Yeah, this is a parade from 1939 in our town. So we have a bunch of old historical pictures in our office. We just love it. We have a very modern office, but we try to balance that with old historical pictures because we were born and raised here in Central Oregon, and we're very proud of that.
Okay, so if you're going to have historical things, is there a green screen computer terminal with the Oregon Trail on it? Because
that's a great idea.
My middle school was when they got computers in the school, and right. I was in the advanced class, and we had the Oregon Trail for when we finished our work. I love dying of dysentery. So you have that there?
Yeah. We should, shouldn't we?
Okay. So my audience is thinking, wait, what? Tell them who you are, Shelley, where exactly you're located in Central Oregon, how long you've been in the business. Give them a little bit of your story.
Sure. My name is Shelley Griffin, and I am a realtor in Bend, Oregon, which is in Central Oregon. So we're near the mountains, lots of lakes, that kind of thing. I've been licensed for 22 years, but my mom was a realtor. So I feel like I've been a realtor since I was 13, something like that. So yeah.
So only 2 years then, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it was just not that long ago at all.
Oh, so we're twins in that regard, coming through the, we grew up as backpacks in the business.
That's right. It comes with its good and it's interesting and crazy, right?
What did you come to real estate from? What were you doing as a professional life before you finally followed mom?
Well, I stayed home with my kids for a few years and found out that I really wasn't a great stay-at-home mom. It's not my jam.
Are they still?
Yes.
And they read books.
Yes.
You were a great mom then.
Okay. Thanks. I was. Yeah. No, I'm a good mom. I'm proud of my kids. And then I worked just in a chiropractor's office. I was an office manager for a lot of years. And I mean, I loved that. I loved the people and all that, but real estate really came calling. So I needed to answer the call, so to speak.
You said that though, because it really is a calling. And I think that's one of the things that new licensees don't know until you're knee deep in it, that
right.
We follow the laws and the regulations, but that's not what real estate is. It's not the driving around and the dressing up. It is not the commissions. It's the service and how we have to really lean into people to become successful by virtue of listening and gaining trust. And I think it's absolutely a job calling. We're fortunate to get to serve in this way.
I 1,000,000% agree on that. I do feel like it's a calling. I mean, I joke sometimes that I don't have any other skills, but of course I have other skills and I could do whatever I want to do, but this is what really is my calling and it is so important to me.
You were made to do it. It says in the Bible that we're all given specific talents and the
real
estate side is made up of listening and empathy. And frankly, you got to have a little sense of humor to survive in this too. Miserable people can't make it.
No kidding. Yeah, that's for sure. Definitely have to have that sense of humor.
So let's see, you've been in and around the business for a while and you're in a state that's got lots of different personalities. And so that's also an interesting thing about real estate is that there is no national real estate market. There's also no state real estate market because Bend is wildly different than Portland. Just as me being in Concord, it's very different than Charlotte, even though we're right here in proximity. So what would you say to a new real estate professional who's trying to figure out how things coordinate? What resource would you tell somebody to learn that you wish you'd learned earlier in the business?
What I think is always so important, and I talk to new agents that we hire about this, you really do need to get sort of boots on the ground and really understand where you live. And you need to understand it from almost like a cellular level. So it's important to I know this is going to date me, but it's important to read the newspaper, the local newspaper. It's important to watch the local news. It's important to understand the politics in your area. It's important to go to those city council meetings, whatever it is, all those kinds of things are very important. And then beyond that, I mean, the next step is really, I think open houses are one of the best ways to really understand where you live and the people that live. You can get into a great conversation with somebody at an open house that you could never really have over the phone sometimes, I think.
Well, it's this whole eyeball to eyeball, belly to belly thing, or
that's right.
Call it missionary style real estate, but you can't underestimate the value of the body language and the eye contact. And you can see them twitchy when they're done talking, but that's such an interesting perspective on open houses. And you're right, because then you also get a feel for how much buyer traffic is actually out there. When the neighbors stop in, as they invariably will, they'll say, what's going on over here? And you start to get a gauge for what they think about their neighborhood, which is not something you can get from the MLS or from any other source except the humans that live there. But you know, I'm going to have to land on the fact that you are right in the bailiwick with understanding the importance of knowing local politics, whether you enjoy it or not. So let me ask you a trick question here. Are you serving on school board or city county commission?
You know, I have not done that. And it's tricky, I think, when you're in real estate.
No, you said I have not. I like
that. I have not. But it could happen. It definitely could happen. I've thought about it many times.
But you said you go to the meetings anyway. So can you please, and please, y'all, I need you to dial in and listen to Shelly so you'll hear somebody say it besides me. Shelly, why is it important for real estate professionals who are not in elected office to go to these dreadful meetings that can be boring and long and make you want to poke your eye out with a fork?
Yes, because we are the resource. That's really like the bottom line. You've got your folks in the car. They're asking you all of the questions. They're asking you about the schools. They're asking you about the parks. They're asking you about the roads. They're asking you about all the things. And so if you're not the resource, they'll find somebody else who is. So that's what I think.
That's brilliant. How much time do you spend going to these meetings, Shelly, in the afternoon?
Yeah. Well, we're to some degree because ours can be televised on television. So that's nice too. And I can catch them. Even if I can't make like a meeting, I can catch it like the next day or whatever. So, you know, I mean, it's important to pay attention to all of the things. And it can feel overwhelming, but it's not really. Once you kind of get plugged in, you just kind of figure it out and you make sure that you see and hear and really have your boots on the ground at all times so that you really understand what it is you can do to be helpful and help them realize their dream. I mean, that's really what it is.
I love that you pointed out how nice technology's made it, because it might be hard if you're a real estate professional or an investor who wants to know an area. You don't want to go at 6:30 at night and stay for 3 hours because you got to feed little kids.
Right.
It's probably going to be live streamed on the website, Facebook, YouTube, and you can go back and watch it. But you actually just said something that was a little bit of a learning moment for me, and I have to do better because I listen to people about this all the time. But you said it can be overwhelming to think about going when you're not comfortable with it, because I tell people just to go jump right in. And I think that a lot of people won't jump until they know what they're jumping into, which is why we like to swim in pools and not lakes.
Right.
Because you can see where the bottom is.
But yes.
When you think about the city council school board meetings, it can be intimidating because they're picking up a conversation that's possibly been going on for 3 years and they're going to keep chewing on something, or they're speaking about minutes and agendas and this and this. And then they start talking about this place in the code and they start spitting out numbers and reference points. What would you say is the best homework somebody could do before they go to one of these meetings to feel like they won't be completely swimming upstream?
Right. So in our city and county, we have our city and county folks have put together great websites. You can go to those websites and you can look up and search for specific things. So maybe it's about roads, or it could be about schools or parks or whatever, but you can learn a lot just by going to those websites. So that's always helpful. I think reading the newspaper, and newspapers are really online, obviously, anymore. And so you can go back a year or two or whatever and see past issues and read about things. So I just kind of like to do that sort of thing. I like to kind of dig in and do that so that I really understand the issues that we have. But also you want to find out about the great things that we have in your area. So you can do both.
If you are remotely awake, then you know that we are heading into some really tricky economic times.
We have home buyers that have put the kibosh on buying. We have sellers who have found out suddenly their houses aren't dipped in 14 karat gold. And as a realtor, you are still trying to keep up with the business you have and trying to answer questions in the meantime while also managing sky high fuel cost at the pump. Never fear, because my new video course is coming out right now, and it's called How to Dominate During a Recession. I've been a realtor for 22 years. My business went up every year during the Great Recession, and it's all because of education. This course is 4 modules. There might even be some bonus content for you. The price is $199. I am delighted to bring this out as quickly as possible because, friends, there's no time like the present to make sure our neighbors are stronger and we protect the American dream. Click on this link, www.dominatethisrecession.com, and I'll see you there. Now, back to this amazing content.
Hey, Shelly, how many realtors in Bend would you say are as knowledgeable as you are about local issues? What percentage?
I think it's probably about
0.000% that are as knowledgeable as you are.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a horn tutor, but I don't think that people dig in like they should, because a lot of realtors are not full-time realtors. That's a really sticky point for me, because I believe you have to be a full-time realtor. You cannot do it part-time. Nobody can tell me that you can ever do it part-time. I don't believe it.
I love that you want to poke that bear. All right. So here's what I want you to tell a viewer right now who is poised at her keyboard, ready to go to Warrior World and say, but I can do it part-time, or the person who says, I can't afford to do it full-time. What would you tell somebody about you making the transition from the chiropractor's office and mom life into real estate? How did you prepare yourself to go from, okay, I'm at the edge, I'm going to dive all the way in? How did you set yourself up for success?
So for me, I was very lucky that my mother, even though there were a lot of challenges too, being in a family business, I was lucky in the respect that I was able to really join a team. And so I would say for that person who is a little bit kind of, maybe they haven't really felt like it's the calling, but it's interesting to them, then maybe your best thing that you could do is join a team. And then that way, you do have some, maybe there's a small salary that you can negotiate along with some other compensation or whatever it is, but that will at least get you some sort of idea of what it's really going to take to pursue this career full time.
What would you say to a consumer who is seeking out a professional real estate guide for their journey? What's a good question they could ask to figure out if somebody has the Shelly level of knowledge versus somebody who's got their license and put their toes in the water, but is not all in?
I think it's fine for the consumer to ask if this is your full-time job. I mean, I don't have any.
Just ask right out. You know, the sneaky way to ask it, girl. Is this the Oregon way versus a Southern way? We try to like sneak around the edges. Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's kind of the Shelly way. I don't pussyfoot around too much. So
love the Shelly way. It's fantastic.
Just ask the question, are you a full-time real estate agent?
You know, all joking aside, y'all, it's a really fair question to ask. And here's the main reason why. If somebody is full-time, they are more likely to be current on their continuing education.
Yes.
They are more likely to be current on changes to the legal expectations of the real estate commission in their state. They are more likely to have done more transactions. And here's what that means to the consumer. Practice makes perfect. You don't get a muscle by going to the gym one time. If you did, you would all be cut, but we're not. We go one time, we're like, that's hard. I'll come back next January. Yeah. And a part-time agent can be ethical, can be competent, can be knowledgeable, can be your best option. I'm not saying part-timers don't necessarily have that skill set. However, it's harder to do it part-time because it is not your sole focus. And that's why Shelly and I agree on this, that when the consumer is selecting somebody, they should have somebody with some muscle knowledge and muscle memory of how real estate operates, because it changes all the time. So that's where we're coming from on that.
Yes, that's exactly right. And in our office, we only hire full-time agents.
I like that. And so what's
the
full time in your office? Is it 40 hours? Is it no other salary job? How do they set it up?
It's more just like, no other salary job. I mean, life is distracting enough, but I can't imagine having another job that I have to focus on as well as real estate, because real estate is all consuming. It is all consuming.
Like literally, I mean, it's all you can think about.
It's all you can think about. And I have two people on my team who are fantastic and wonderful, and they think about all the things too, but we all are thinking about all the things all the time, you know, and it takes all of us to do that. So it doesn't make any sense to me how you can do it any other way. And so that's why I say that if you're not ready to have it be all consuming, and it doesn't mean you can't have a wonderful family life. I mean, I've been married 35 years. I've got great kids. I got all the things, but I'm just saying that you can't do two jobs really well, in my opinion. I think you have to commit fully. So, well, and I know I sound like a broken record.
Yeah. Oh, I love the way you position things. So I'm going to have some more Shelley in my life, because the way you positioned this, honestly, I've fussed about this for a long time too, as you know, but I never thought about positioning it as, if you're already working, you know, you work these hours in real estate, but then when we're not working, we're consumed by it because there's this one person we're looking for something for, or we had a conversation at the grocery store and now we're spending over here all the time. How in the heck would another job ever fit into that? Holy crap. I never thought about it as there's not room in my brain for another job, not just the financial aspect or the, which it's usually the financial reason. That's the most.
Yeah.
Common excuse realtors have for not going full-time is they need the money of their other job. Mm-hmm. But I bet you the other job is suffering too if they're getting the bug for real estate because they're over here at the regular job thinking about selling a house.
It's true. It can't be any other way. I really don't think so.
Not with the speed at which the market shifts, particularly recording this at the end of July 2023. The last 15 months have taken us all through an insane, volatile roller coaster caused by interest rates and inventory. And it's not changing anytime soon, which I guess is good. It's more stable than it was, but we still don't have anything to sell. But in addition to that, so of course, I'm asking you lots of random questions, but here on the show, you know, my viewers and listeners like stories. They like to know, what in the world is Shelley's story? What has she seen in Bend, Oregon? And so I'm dying to know your crazy story that you would tell anybody.
I mean, there's so many crazy stories. It's like, there's hard to like boil it down to just one. The one that, you know, we laugh about a lot is that I sold 5 houses one day to an investor with my pants unzipped. So that's been one that's like, you know, definitely, you know, followed me around.
And I'm going to guess you weren't wearing like a long tunic that would have covered up. You were just...
There's a lot of buttons and clasps and zippers. And anyway, I just forgot the zipper. Anyway, so that was embarrassing, but you know, I put that behind me.
Did they say something to you?
No, but when I got back to the office, my sister's like, your pants are unzipped. I'm like, oh, shoot. So anyway, that was a great day.
Good clients, they would have said, hey, girl, hold them up.
I know, right? Exactly. Come on now. Anyway, they've remained friends and we laugh about it, but it was funny. What else? There's so many stories. I mean, I just think that if you're in this business for any length at all, you will have those embarrassing stories. You'll have those heartbreak stories. You'll have those where you just feel like you can walk on the moon stories. I mean, all of the things. That's what makes real estate so fantastic, because when you wake up in the morning, you don't know exactly what's going to happen. You might think you do, and you might have appointments on your calendar, but it's going to be different. Yeah, it is going to be different.
Yeah, we should probably change the whole idea of time management to your calendar means nothing, but good try.
That's right. Yeah, it's a good try. You look organized.
You got to tell me the one story. What'd you walk into one time? There's got to be something. The unzipped pants, they should have been nicer to you, but I know had something else, girl.
Yeah. One time I just walked into a house, made the appointment to show the home. It was a rental, so had to get permission from the tenants. Anyway, showing the house, opened the door to a bedroom, and there's a guy just laying on the bed naked, asleep. So that was horrible.
On top of the covers, of course.
On top of the covers. Yeah.
So. Because he sleeps like that.
Exactly. So that was a new one.
People sleep under the covers, y'all.
It's really weird. What else? My assistant, Justin, he's had a couple stories where he's walked in to show a house and there was a stripper pole in the living room or...
that's for fitness, Shelley. That is a fitness piece of equipment. Is it in Oregon? Is
oh my God.
It as a personal property item or a fixture?
Right, exactly. He sent me a...
Because like North Carolina added that into our fixture section.
Really?
Yeah, because there's been these fights over exercise equipment, like that stupid, creepy mirror people have on the wall now, which I would never buy, just for the record. There's something really creepy about that. But stripper poles, because they're affixed to the property, are supposed to stay, and the seller might take it because they're expensive. And the buyer says that I was going to learn how to pole. You're like, what's this got to do with the house? Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. I know. Yeah. Those fixtures, they can get you sometimes. Those garage shelves or the whatever it is. I've had to buy those occasionally just because, you know, if you don't, well, I don't, if you know, don't spell it out exactly.
You're not really in real estate till you've bought closing costs, termite treatment.
Yes.
Very expensive.
A refrigerator because it's reconstruction. Yeah. So,
or even retail. All the things. Took it. Yeah.
Exactly. All the things. That's all right. Whatever. It's the cost of doing business.
But you know what? HGTV never, ever shows the fact that as real estate pros, there are moments where we have to suck it up and make it right for somebody. And it's not that we want to come off the hip for it, but we know if we are living out our calling, the best possible outcome is what they think about the process. And that's why we manage a naked person, and you manage unzipped pants, and you manage the refrigerator that you thought was really going to show up. So, Shelly, I have to ask a question. If you know a friend of mine in real estate, and I don't know if she's retired, she's got to be in close. Martha Hendricks, do you know Martha? And Ben?
Yeah, I do. Well, and I know her daughter. Yes.
Her daughter. So I've known Martha since back when she was in the Woodlands in Texas.
Oh, wow. Years
ago, before she moved to Ireland. And rebooted her business. And she's such a dear heart.
Yes. She's a wonderful person. Absolutely. So, and her daughter is wonderful too.
So been lucky to have a good host of good agents. However, probably not many as knowledgeable and deep in the game as Shelly Griffin. So Shelly, if they want to find you, what is the best way for them to hunt you down?
So I am at Harcourt's The Garner Group in Bend. And my phone number is 541-280-3804. And you can reach me by email at shelly@thegarnergroup.com. And my name's spelled S-H-E-L-L-E-Y.
Just like Shelly Duvall from...
Yes, that's right.
And E-Y.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, she was also olive oil in the live action Popeye movie from like 1983 or 4. So,
I remember that.
That was really good. That was made for TV, wasn't it? That was so good.
Yeah, it was really good. It's Robin Williams as Popeye. It was great.
I forgot Robin Williams was Popeye. I'm going to have to go find that now.
Yeah.
I think I have some data tape. And I totally dated myself. But anyway, Shelly, thank you for coming on the show. And by the way, friends, if y'all just enjoyed all of her truth dropping here, all of her contact information she just listed, because you didn't write it down either, we know it's in the show notes for this episode. Feel free to follow her on social. We have her handles in the show notes as well. And if you've ever encountered a naked person in the course of doing this, just go ahead and drop that in the comments too, because
love to hear.
The great unifier of full-time pros, because I don't know that part-timers get to see as many naked people as we do. And for the rest, it's never the ones that should be naked, ever.
True statement. That's right. Exactly.
Shelly, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's such a pleasure to have you. Thank you for what you're doing to be the most knowledgeable real estate pro in your market. And if you ever decide to run for office, you hit me up, because you know I will support that run.
All right. That sounds great. Thanks so much. Have a great afternoon.
All right, guys. Hit the subscribe and the bell. Say something nice. We'll see you next time.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or frankly, you just need to one-up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there, and if you had some fun, then you totally want to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.